Hey there, this is Jody Clock and welcome to my podcast, I Woke Up Dead, Now What? In our conversations, we'll talk about real issues that everyday people face should they wake up dead without a life after death plan in place. Join me as we explore the how-tos on preparing for you or your loved one's passing without breaking the bank. And let's not forget about those pets too. Now, don't you fall asleep. Hey, everybody, this is Jody Clock, and welcome to my podcast, I Woke Up Dead, Now What? Today, we are honored to have a guest speaker. So you guys don't have to listen to me yakking all the time. We're going to have some fun. And this very special lady, her name is Carla Middlecamp. She is from Muskegon, Michigan, right where I am coming to you live from. And she is an entrepreneur. She owns her own business. It's called Care Patrol. What the heck is Care Patrol? We're going to learn. But anyhow, she has got extensive knowledge in all things end of life leading up to before we hit the dead space. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to kick this off without further ado, and I'm going to introduce Carla. Carla, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Jody. This is awesome.
Hey, could you tell our team out there, I shouldn't say team, but our friends, a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Sure, exactly. So I am the proud owner of Care Patrol West Michigan Lakeshore. So we help seniors find resources in the community. We love to help our senior friends and their families find what is out there. Lots of different resources, lots of opportunities for our senior population.
Well, that was a good elevator credo. That's okay. What I really want to know is, tell me about your journey on getting here. What is your wheelhouse? Where did you start? So tell us how you got on this path.
Great. I started probably 18 years ago at a marketing position that I knew nothing about our senior parents. So I had to learn and figure out what to do with our grandparents, our parents, and our neighbors. Man. That is the end answer, is how do we help these seniors find solutions? So I found a little agency that helped teach me all about what to do and how to help them. Fast forward to about 10 years ago, I found Care Patrol. It is a national franchise, and I am one of 204 offices across the country. We all help seniors, any shape or form.
So I just need to be clear for our listening audience out there. Care Patrol is offered on a national basis. So even though you are sitting with me and have your franchise in Muskegon, Michigan, the services that you offer, people can get anywhere across the country. Is that correct?
That is correct. Even our loved ones in Florida that want to move home to the lakeshore, we are helping them every single day. Even California people coming home, working here in our local neighborhood.
You know, that's pretty terrific because, as you know, I'm a big advocate about elder care, and so many people get a lot of well-intended misinformation from, I'm going to talk about planning a funeral, from in-home health care, from even what to say when you hire an attorney, all these little things we take for granted. So what do you and your team find yourself doing the most of? I mean, why do people, when they don't know where to start, what is the first thing that typically happens when a family calls?
Absolutely. Great question. We start with meeting our families in person, locally, right in Norton Shores, right in Muskegon, Michigan, Fruitport, wherever they may live at. And we sit down with our families and figure out the most common theme of medical care, financials, anything to do with what they need help with. So we dive in and ask all of the hard questions, whether that be funeral ideas, home care, hospitals, elder law attorneys. We have a book of resources that really, really can help us dive into any type of situation.
So what I hear is that you help them create a plan. But my question is, what makes you qualified to make a plan? Tell me, you know, what certifications are, you know, just because you say it, is it true? I mean, tell me why they should listen to you.
Absolutely. I love that question. Yes, I am a certified senior advisor. So I did put in the work. I do help a lot of families for the last 20 years. So I think I'm pretty qualified in this area. And I also have now have a team that we have trained extensively and know the area as well. So now we can cover a little bit larger area, actually Ludington to Holland. So we are working our magic in all of those areas as well.
That's pretty wonderful. So you know me, I always push the envelope. So do you guys regroup and have continuing education on a regular basis? Because this field changes on a dime.
Yes, it sure does. Absolutely. So we do have CEU credits that I'm responsible for getting each year. And then also we offer those CEU credits to our referral partners out there as well. So we're always re-educating each other.
That is so important because, you know, everything changes and people don't know what they don't know. And then, you know, they listen to their neighbor. And what worked for their neighbor isn't going to work for them. And, you know, I know it's well-intended, but no, there's not one size fits most. It's a custom care. So if you could share with me, how do you go about finding, I'm going to say, moving from the house, if you're going to take someone, how do you decide if they're going to a nursing home or assisted living? And how do you find a place that fits them? Because, you know, I see people struggle and they just, oh, there's a vacancy and there they go, but it never seems to work out for them.
Good question. So we do our homework. So we meet with the family and we try to meet with the senior as well so that they do have some input into what happens next in their future. We like to learn about the area that they're from, some of their hobbies, also some of the family information. You know, what does the diagnosis look like? What kind of financial plan are they ready to use? What do we need to get them ready and prepared for this? At least 1 year. Plan. Sometimes we don't have 1 year, sometimes it happens awful quickly, but we do sit down with each and every family to try to figure out where to go next.
You said something that just really struck me as interesting. You know, a 1 year plan, that's pretty finite. And I spend a lot of my time in a very finite space in death care. So basically what you are doing is help them navigate from beginning to end and trying to not leave any stone unturned. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You are correct. That is the 1 year plan. Has everybody in the space knows exactly what we are planning for, whether that be the senior, their family, wherever that may lead them, you have a plan.
So if someone wanted to make a custom plan, I'm going to ask two specific questions. Where could they find you in southwestern Michigan? And then for our listeners who are not in southwestern Michigan, how could they find an affiliate of yours?
Absolutely. So you only have to go on the internet to find carepatrol.com. That will locate any one of us. That's an easy plan. Or you can do we have a really good word of mouth. So ask around your local physician offices, your local hospice agencies, even your funeral home directors. They all know about Care Patrol.
Yes, we do. The one thing, though, I am unclear of, is there a free consultation or is it a paid consultation?
Absolutely. That was one thing I was waiting to tell you, is that our services are no cost for all of our families. We actually get paid by the providers that we work with. So 10 years ago, I went out and I contracted with lots of different communities, home care agencies, and partners that will pay us a finder's fee. So you could say we are much like a realtor in the senior industry.
Well, isn't that the bomb diggity? Man, I did not know that, and I've known you for many years. Holy cow. I guess, well, I have more than a year, otherwise I'd say sign me up. Oh, listen, we've had a great time visiting, but I have one more question before we sign off. So I always ask everyone this. If our listeners could grab one nugget of information, what is the one thing you want them to leave with?
It's a two-part question, but I'm going to say we are local and we are free. Those are the two things you need to remember about Care Patrol West Michigan.
Local and free. it doesn't really get much better than that. I encourage everyone to go out and check their reviews because they are phenomenal. I happen to know that, and I happen to know the level of care that these folks do. So I am a little biased. That's my disclaimer. But listen, I just want you guys to know that there are resources out there, and they are national. So listen, everybody, it has been great to have you here today. Carla, thank you so much. You are always a delight. And Care Patrol, that is the name, Care Patrol West Michigan. And don't forget to jump over to JodyClock.com and listen to all of my other podcasts. Feel free if you'd like to get a care plan. Those are free to download. And we are also going to have a blog that takes Care Patrol's services a little further and pushed out so you can read it. So I want to thank you for not waking up dead today. See you next time.
Hey, if you're hearing this message, you've listened to the entire episode. And for that, I want to thank you. And I am so glad you didn't wake up dead today. Please jump over to JodyClock.com and download your free copy of my family care plan. This guide will help those you leave behind should you wake up dead. I promise. Be sure to order my book, It's Complicated, based on a true story. Send me an email about topics you'd like to hear in future episodes. Until next time, thank you for not falling asleep.